Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Short Stories About Cats in Intermediate German by Jenny Goldman is a graded reader designed for learners at the B1 to B2 levels of the CEFAR scale. I2.2, as the first volume in the German language reader series, it uses a set of 15 cat-themed short stories to make sustained reading in German feel approachable and enjoyable. The book positions itself for intermediate learners who want more than drills. The stories aim to entertain while reinforcing grammar and vocabulary through repeated exposure in context. According to the book description, the cat characters and situations range from heartwarming to funny and sometimes deliberately silly, creating varied tones that keep motivation high. The settings span German-speaking regions such as Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, adding a light cultural backdrop without turning the book into a textbook. To support active learning, the book also includes quizzes and conversation starters intended to check comprehension and prompt learners to speak or write about what they read. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, graded fiction tailored to B1 to B2 reading confidence. A central strength of this book is its clear positioning as an intermediate graded reader. For B1 and B2 learners, the gap between course materials and native fiction can be discouraging. Authentic novels often contain dense idioms, long sentences, and cultural references that slow reading to a crawl. By contrast, these stories are written specifically for intermediate German learners, so the language is meant to feel challenging but manageable. That design choice matters because progress at this stage is often driven by volume and consistency. When learners can read a complete story in a reasonable amount of time, they are more likely to keep reading, notice patterns, and build automaticity. The short story format supports this further. It lowers the commitment compared to a full novel, while still providing narrative continuity inside each story. The result is a practice environment where learners can focus on comprehension, infer meaning from context, and gradually internalize structures they may already know from classes, but do not yet use fluently. Secondly, cats as a motivational theme and a narrative learning hook. The book uses cats not as a gimmick, but as a reliable motivational engine. Topic interest is a practical factor in language learning. Learners read more when they care about the subject, and they learn faster when they return frequently to the material. By building all 15 stories around feline characters and cat-centered situations, the book creates a consistent emotional hook that encourages sustained engagement. The tone, described as heartwarming, funny, and sometimes silly, supports low-pressure reading where learners can enjoy the narrative even when they encounter unfamiliar words. Because cats appear in everyday environments and human routines, cat stories also naturally invite common intermediate vocabulary home and neighborhood contexts, routines, feelings, and small problems or surprises. Repetition across stories can reinforce this vocabulary without feeling repetitive, because the recurring theme does the work of connecting situations in the reader mind. For cat lovers, the theme can also reduce the intimidation factor of reading in a second language, making the book feel like leisure reading rather than homework. Thirdly, cultural grounding across German-speaking regions. Another important element is the choice of setting. The description indicates that stories take place across Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, which positions the reader to encounter German as a shared language used in varied places rather than a single monolithic backdrop. For learners, this kind of cultural grounding has two benefits. First, it makes the reading experience feel more real. Language is attached to locations, habits, and daily life, which improves memory and contextual understanding. It gives learners a gentle introduction to the idea that the German-speaking world is diverse, even when the book stays focused on accessible stories rather than academic cultural analysis. Because the content remains fiction for learners, the cultural layer is best understood as background texture that supports curiosity and discussion. That background can also be useful for classroom or self-study conversations, since a story set in a recognizable region can prompt learners to compare experiences, travel goals, or cultural impressions. The cultural element therefore functions as a learning amplifier while keeping the core promise intact: enjoyable intermediate reading practice. Fourthly, comprehension checks through quizzes that reinforce retention. The book includes quizzes, which signals that it is meant to be more than passive reading. For intermediate learners, reading alone can sometimes create an illusion of understanding. A story may feel clear while reading, but details fade quickly and key vocabulary does not stick. Quizzes provide a simple mechanism to close that gap by forcing recall and confirming comprehension. They also help learners notice which parts they skimmed, misunderstood, or guessed incorrectly, turning the reading session into feedback that can guide a second pass. In practical terms, quizzes encourage learners to reread selectively, look up words with purpose, and pay attention to connectors and time markers that often carry meaning in German sentences. This aligns well with the short story structure, because a learner can finish a story, test comprehension, and then review without the fatigue of a long chapter. Used consistently, quizzes can transform a casual reader into an intentional learner while still preserving the enjoyable feel of fiction. They can also support self-study routines by giving learners a clear stopping point and a measurable sense of progress. Lastly, conversation starters that turn reading into speaking and writing practice. Conversation starters are included to optimize learning, and their value is especially high at the B1 to B2 transition. At this level, learners often understand more than they can produce. Prompts tied to each story help bridge that gap by giving learners ready-made topics for speaking or writing, reducing the cognitive load of inventing what to say. Because the prompts are connected to narrative events, they naturally encourage learners to summarize, express opinions, hypothesize about alternatives, and relate the story to their own experiences. These are precisely the communicative skills expected in intermediate proficiency frameworks, where learners must handle explanations and viewpoints rather than only basic descriptions. Conversation starters also make the book flexible. It can be used alone as a journaling tool, with a tutor as a discussion base, or in a small group as a light book club resource. Importantly, prompts can keep learners in German longer, encouraging circumlocution and active vocabulary retrieval. In this way, the book extends beyond reading comprehension into productive language use, while keeping the entry barrier low through structured guidance. In conclusion, this graded reader is best suited for intermediate German learners at CEFR B1 to B2 who want to read more German without jumping straight into native-level novels. It is also an especially good match for cat lovers, because the consistent feline theme makes it easier to build a habit of frequent reading. Learners who are high A2 may still benefit if they are willing to use a dictionary selectively, but the main value lies in providing a confident, appropriately challenging reading experience for the intermediate range. The practical benefits are straightforward: increased reading fluency, vocabulary growth through context, and reinforcement of familiar grammar patterns through repeated exposure across multiple stories. The included quizzes add a lightweight assessment layer that helps prevent superficial comprehension, while the conversation starters push learners toward speaking and writing, where many intermediate students need the most support, compared with many language learning readers that focus on simplified nonfiction or a single long plot. This book stands out through its short story variety, its motivational theme, and its explicit emphasis on active learning tasks. It positions itself as both entertainment and structured practice, making it useful for self-study routines as well as classroom supplementation. If you would like to support Jenny Goldman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.